Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct it in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no Clayton High. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see, it's me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my fourth attempt, stunting on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, kinda honey checks, tonight I'm a flexor, rolling no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech,
this far. But as the last day of school comes to a close, try not to forget about your bros. Your day ones. When you come up on that leak, make sure you cut them in. Yes, Lord.
She right got me.
Sometimes you need a friend, not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend a hand and want to see you win. When you come up on that lick, make sure you cut them in. And then, sometimes you need a pole, one to keep your eyes open, keep you on your toes. You know the ones that want to keep you where you've been before. But I can't go, no I can't go. And oh, sometimes I need a check, not the sneakers, but the ones that make you watch your step. Fuck your chain, fuck your name, how about your respect? Give them more than what I get, expecting nothing back. In fact,
you know, I sat down with my accountant. He said, I got good news and I got bad news. I said, what's the good news? He said, the good news is you made a lot. I said, what's the bad news? The bad news is you spent more.
Okay, okay. Look, sometimes you need the faith. Sometimes you need to know your worth. Sometimes you need to wait. Shoot like the golden boy, but in front of faith. You can't negotiate with Drake. You gon' have to pay. But wait. Jugging on the main thing. Fucking up the mainframe. Loosen up your face, baby. Sometimes I need a vacay. Meditate, hydrate. Protect my energy before engagement. Bro.
preparing not to your labeled impatient. But once the boss made it, you're labeled amazing. Meticulous with words, got you forth to nature. Boss. I don't want to seem absurd, but that boy's a gangster. Focusing on me, way from Tel Aviv. Barbados with the hustle pockets, L.I.D. Distinctive destinations, all I want to see. Oceanfront residences, three different ones a week. Cause I deserve that. It's time to learn that. Mess around and put that thing up where you burn, man. 6 figures every year, yeah, I earn that. At the front of this line is where my turn at.
Sometimes you need a friend. Not the ones that you show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend their hand and want to see you win. When you come up on that lick, make sure you cut them in. And then, sometimes you need a fool.
Oh. Men gon' lie, women gon' lie. You're looking for the truth and the numbers don't hide. Looking for the root of all evil, then you need to go open up the briefcase, see what your eyes. Everybody claim to be greatest of all times, but you never spend a day in the radio front line. No lie, no lie. Stop playing on my phone line. Shoot, like in low, pull up in the space coupe with the roof optional. Wonder why they follow suit. I've been groomed from the womb. Came out of my mama Gucci with some running tennis shoes. Faster than the speed and bullet.
No way, no way.
What you gon' do?
Disturb me, and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I blow like scuba. Bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe. She gon' blow right through ya. I be macking about my second amount. I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come life at your ruler. Cash money cold, bitch, but I actually is cooler. Wait, these niggas out of their mind. And I don't need fuck niggas some hundred times. Gotta keep them bucks to be on my mind. Fuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, to beat them on my grind. Get a beat a little up, keep on my sound. In the middle, hit of my piece on my side. Cause ain't no peace on my side. Bitch, I'm a man, I visit urinals to bride. Soon tell me who I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred at BX, nigga, you heard Gunna.
Yeah. I know we just signed a deal, but I need my advance on the next one, too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Because I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas go file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm Drake and Lee. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skunk of these niggas? They
cause lose. I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments, and I'm all be coming to me apartment. Ooh, the girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
All right, peace to the gods. What's going on? How y'all doing tonight? Y'all are listening to a consultation Wednesday where I get on and answer all y'all's questions about anything, wherever y'all are inside the processes. Little quick, what's the name? This weekend on the 5th, we are not doing the seminar in Philly Saturday. It has been canceled. I gave y'all a warning about it. Hopefully y'all got it and y'all know it's canceled. Try to get your plane ticket money back and all that. I apologize. It was due to COVID shutting down how many people could be in the hotel in an event. It was only like 10 people. I can't make it work with 10 people because I wouldn't get the money back for the hotel, the plane tickets, and all that. So, sorry about that. trying to work on getting this webinar done where I'm going to go into the trust and how to set up the trust and do your taxes and stuff. I'm working on that to bring y'all some content. Also, I'm going to be on YouTube tomorrow. They're saying I'm loud and clear. Good, good, good. I'm glad I'm loud and clear. You know how they be messing up shit. Shit, last week, man, they wouldn't let no one call into the show. So it's been getting a little crazy, but, you know, we used to that. But, I'm going to be doing the flyers up on Facebook, where I'm going to be on a YouTube show tomorrow. Hold on, I'm pulling up the flyer to give y'all more information. Just give me a second. I don't know why. Every time, you know, you looking at something, that's when shit, or you looking for something, that's when stuff be slow and don't want to show you stuff and all that. It's crazy. But, no, that's not it. I knew that wasn't going to be it. It would have been too easy if it was that one. Nope. Everything up here right now that I'm finding is on Consultation Wednesday, because that's the last thing I put up. Let me go for something earlier today. And it should show me it, the flyer for tomorrow. Give me a second, y'all. For some reason, man, I don't even be putting that much up, but shoot, damn it, don't look like I be doing it. All right, it's going to be at 8 p.m., and you're going to tune into the House of Harlem TV on YouTube, right? House of Harlem TV on YouTube. You know, it's going to be a little interview. I'm going to drop some information. It's going to be going hard. It's with your man, Shaka. Right? So, 8 o'clock tomorrow, House of Harlem. We're talking about a lot of things I'm doing, all the new stuff that I'm doing. I'm not going to go into depth, but I am going to go into it. You know? So, now, it was some people on Facebook. After my show last night, it's crazy. A lot of people was looking up a lot of information. Shout out to Sola. Sola sent me so much shit today in my goddamn email to go over so many books and the IRS, the Estoppel Law of the IRS manual. He sent me all these books in my email, man. And shit. The first book ain't that bad. It's only 59 pages. But the rest of these should just start turning into a lot of reading. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all have no idea the type of reading has to go on to get y'all this information. You know what I mean? We talking about, you know, you reading a 1,000-page book and you might can only use 10 pages out of it. So you read an extra 990 pages just to get those 10 pages. But anyway, someone had brought up the application called the FIRE application, which is the 4419, right? And then they also brought up the 8821, right? Now, it doesn't work the way these people are telling y'all it worked. They got a lot of information. They actually got a lot of my information and creating other shit to go with it that's not true. But let me just read this for you. Someone asked me to comment on it. And it says, listen, a foreign entity will always produce a 98 series EIM number. Philadelphia IRS local office. Y'all know that came from me. The key people are missing is that you have to have a private banker's EIN, not just a trust EIN, many types of trusts. Now, I don't know if he's trying to say that there is a Private Bankers EIN. The Private Bankers EIN is the 980 EIN. And then you can have a regular trust EIN as well. Now, let me tell you something. For Jonah John Bay Express Trust, I have, of course, the 98 number. Then I also have a regular trust EIN for it as well. But do confuse my teachings. Then it says, number one, you can set off on the public side with UPS money orders. However, for the private, you have to have a status correction and a rescission of signature affidavit of truth of power of attorney, in fact, and at least an ownership and copyright affidavit discharging includes your tax return, not just satisfying the debt. See, now, as y'all know, that's the type of shit I was telling y'all about Monday. Monday. Then the person goes on and says, the FIRE IRS form 4419 will allow you to get those returns by the end of the day that everyone is chasing, filing correctly via 1099-ABC. I found this out a few days ago and verified it. So I'm filing this form today along with form 2484, creating my CAF number via response letter from the IRS, taking that CAF number to a different bank to set up a sovereign type of account due to the capabilities of the number. Now, it doesn't work the way he's saying it. I mean, he's experimenting. I ain't hating on no experimentation to go try to find some shit. But the 4419 form is nothing but an application for filing information returns electronically. Now, let me tell you something. We did this form back in the days when we were doing the 1099 OID. This was the form you had to send with the return so that you can send it in electronically. That's not a special form. That's just a form to be able to put it in electronically. Right? And the 8821 is tax information authorization. This is the form that you would give to your accountant that appoints them to be able to do your tax return. Right? So the person is making it sound like they got all this shit, ready to go, and it's missing so much stuff it ain't even funny. So like I said, the 4419, which we call the FIRE form, is just the form that, you know, H&R Block, your accountant or whatever, has to put on record so that they can file everything electronically. And then if you are using, let's say, Quicken Books, then you would fill this out, right? And then the 8821 is just the application that you give power of attorney to someone to do your taxes. All right? So that's the breakdown of that. So, as I keep on telling y'all gotta, we gotta talk about things that we've done, that we know works, that we know get the job done because you've done it and it worked for you. We can't do what this guy's doing and he's just going on a contingency like I just learned it and I'm trying to, I'm doing it today. You don't. Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow's show, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. on YouTube, House of Harlem TV podcast, and it's going to be Shaka and Kia L. I think it's going to really be Kia L that's going to interview me and stuff. I don't even think it's going to be Shaka. Right? So, yeah, what you got to realize is we got to put in that work. And really study and then do it, see how it turns out. And then that's when you start talking about it with people. Don't do it prematurely. All right? I got people hit me in the text. Now, if someone, 545, what's the rest of the number? Texas, what's the rest of the number? You said you got dropped, you got your hand up. You got your hand up, but I don't know which number. I don't see the number nowhere. So if you want to get in, then put your hand back up or text me again. God damn, you gave a whole different number that first one. Shit. I'm looking for you right now. I'm looking for you right now. I'm going to soon get into, that's all I have to say for today. I'm going to get into answering y'all's questions. We're going to get it in a whole nine. 832-364. Peace to the God.
Yo, peace to the God. Going down.
What up? What's going on, God?
Shit, man, I love that shit you talking about, man, with the taxes and shit. Uncle Soul trying to hop on
that. Yeah, you know, we got to do it. We got to be on that Donald Trump shit. You got to have the trust. You got to know how to do taxes. You got to know how to, you know, get the money for it. Hold on one second. Yo, I remember I'm on the radio now and I can't talk to you.
No problem.
All right.
No problem.
So I don't know. Some people, they always want to call while I'm on the radio. I don't get it. It's like, well, fucking Murphy's Law or something, man. It's crazy.
It be like that sometimes.
Yeah. But, yeah, we got to be on that Donald Trump shit. Got to know how to do them taxes and make it work where, first of all, not only is it tax-free, but then it gets money back from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the funny thing is, even when I showed people how to get the EINs for the trust, whether it was the 98 or the estate or the unincorporated association, when they gave you the CB-575, they always told you you had to do a 1041. It's right there on the CP-575. Right? But I wasn't ready to teach people how to do it at that point. But, you know, that ain't the case now.
For sure.
That's not the case now. Like I said, the way when the IRS be coming after me and shit like that, all they do is make me study to come up out of it. You know what I mean? So in all actuality, the more hell they give me, the more information y'all get. The more right information.
Shit, that's how I got on this information, having to fight my way out of some bullshit. Be like that. Nigga thankful for that shit.
Now,
you don't be thankful at the time, but
Right. Now, y'all know with, like, say, for instance, y'all do a partnership. The files, the IRS forms you got to file is different. You got to do a form 1065.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it all depends on what type of entity you set up is it'll be the case of what you got to do. Now, Naturals Omegas is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Naturals Omega is a partnership between me and my wife.
That's what's up. That's dope as hell right there, man. That's life goals right there. You know what I'm saying? Have something with the, you know, significant other.
Right, because see, the way I see it, God, is your wife is your partner to do business with.
Nah, facts, for real. You know what I'm
now,
saying?
It's crazy. We just seen this shit the other day. It's crazy. I went and got a trust number for my wife's trust back in 2011. Right?
Mm.
And I also got a trust number for me back in 2011. These motherfuckers is crazy. This, they, all right, so it's Michelle Marianne Scott. That's her, her trust number, right? And it has Jonah John Bay trustee. So they gave her a EIN. So then I had Jonah John Bay trust, and the trustee was Michelle Marianne Scott trustee. They gave us the same motherfucking EIN number. They merged our trust together.
That's crazy.
And that's crazy. I just noticed it the other day when I was at my accountant.
Damn.
And this was 07/07/2011.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. So, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. All right, so, boom, let's say this was today's date, and you got your trust EIN, right? When you got your trust EIN, you're supposed to take, now take this EIN. Business, you're supposed to take your social off of that business and give them this trust EIN.
I'm glad you said
and
that.
When you give it to them, you're supposed to do a W-8-BIN with it.
8-BIN, come on, man.
So, when you give them that, right, what happens is they don't charge you any fees or taxes, right? Then what happens is when they generate the 1099 on you at the end of the year, you know, like PayPal and them, they know that you're not responsible for no taxes, but they send you the 1099. And when they send you the 1099, that's when you do the Schedule C and you do a Form 1041 to recoup back the actual what's the names that you have?
Yeah.
You know, the
now let me ask you something.
Your light bill, your telephone bill, your cable, you recoup all that back on the 1041.
Man. So if I did that, you know, and I'm trying to build up my business credit, would it be proper to use my state number, you know, applying for any cards, you know what I'm saying, as far as the business goes? If they ask
okay,
for...
see, now, hold on. The estate number is a whole nother trust. Remember when I read y'all the IRS manual, it was talking about what had that 6 or that 7 behind the dash was either a trust or an estate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you can go get a car with the estate. But what it is once your business, the estate is set up right, like mine's is set up properly. It's set up as the estate, is listed on Dun & Brad as a business, right?
Okay.
And that's how it has business credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you go get a car, a house, or whatever with it.
Yeah. Because
remember, I got my what's the name? Ashton.
What's that?
With that. Now, they're talking about reducing, you know, the payments on that bitch is a G.
GMO.
Yeah, kind of hefty, right?
Yeah, nah, it'd be like that with no high-end cars, man.
Yes. People don't realize them shit cost, B. That's a fucking mortgage. That's a mortgage,
and the
insurance
is $800.
It's the
cost of a regular house, and then they condition in like 5 or 6 years. So,
and the fucking insurance is $800, right? That's $1,800 a month for a car I barely drive, right? But here's the thing: they just, since I started getting everything together, they talking about lowering it down to 400. Well, like I said, I mean, y'all got to remember, everything I teach you, I teach y'all off of what I do, right? And I haven't done everything yet. I'm still working on shit and getting shit together.
Shit, we're going to be working until the day we die. You know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, boom. So now I can show y'all how to do it with confidence because I've done it. So that's what's going on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all just really giving me time to teach it the way I've always done. I'm the test dummy for everything.
Yeah.
But you got any more questions, Guy? What was you going to go with?
Yeah,
let me
let you get yours out. But yeah, shit, I'm dealing with a lawsuit right now. I think it might help everybody, but, you know, I'm experimenting a little bit, you know, going in with the trust, you know,
mm-hmm.
as an actual person. And so they trying to come at me on some shit, trying to dismiss the case. Like, I think I kind of got what I need to put in there in the response, but I just kind of want to get your put and your intake on it. But basically, they trying to claim immunity, you know what I'm saying, as officials, and really I'm suing them in their individual capacity. So, you know what I'm saying? That shit should go out the window, but, you know, them niggas. And then also, they trying to say that the trust doesn't have the capacity to suit for the straw man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see what should I put in on those two arguments, you know what I'm saying, to combat that. Like, is there any case law or, you know, laws or public laws or something like that I need to put
Got
in?
Got you. Now, the reason why, did you get the DBA done for your trust?
Yes, sir.
So, if you got the DBA done for your trust,
yes.
Let's say Jonah John Bay Express Trust doing business as Jonah John Bay, it does have
mm-hmm.
the right to come in here. It is the trust. The trust, that name is the trust. You understand?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
That's
what
DBA
I was thinking, putting the
work,
DBA.
And then also,
and
the you doing that non-UCC, get handing all that shit over to the trust.
Just
also make sure. Yes, because it's the what?
Yo.
The holder in due course.
Yo, man, come on now. That's exactly what I was thinking about going. So the non-UCC, the DBA. I was thinking about putting the ABC on too, just, you know what I'm saying, to clear everything up. Like, you know, that's the
mm-hmm.
that's the actual, you know what I'm saying, that's who the Amigas is, you know what I'm saying? And the trust has firsthand knowledge and is the holder in due course of that fictitious entity, you know what I'm saying? So, as far as the immunity goes, is there anything that I need to address specifically on that?
The immunity?
They're trying to, like, the people I'm suing are trying to claim immunity, you know, official immunity, you know what I'm saying? It's a judge and a attorney and shit,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me ask you a question. What jurisdiction did you put it in? Did you go to chancery? Did you do a bill of chancery?
I did attempt to put it in equity. I believe it is in equity. It's in federal district court.
My question is, when you did the bill of equity, that's how you get it into that jurisdiction. So my question is, how did you stylize it? Did you do a bill of equity? Did you write it correctly? Did you write it according to the rules of equity?
Yeah, I believe so. The reason I say is because one of the motions that the attorneys tried to put in was a pro hac vis, which is a common law, you know, equity motion, you know what I'm saying, using most equity suits, and they wasn't even able, their attorney wasn't even able to come in because the court denied them jurisdiction, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I believe it is an equity court.
That sounds promising.
Yeah.
That sounds real promising. Like I forget what's the shit it had to say, but you had to call the judge a certain title and all that when you were equity.
Yeah, chancellor and, wrote, and all that. Yeah,
Lord Chancellor.
I ain't quite do it like that, you know what I'm saying? But
that's what I'm asking. That's a bill in equity.
Yeah, I put like, you know, this matter has brought in the equity and, you know, and stuff like that, and, you know, told them about
you
the trust and stuff like
quasi.
That. So.
You might be in some quasi. Yeah. You might be halfway in, halfway out.
Yeah. So there's nothing I can, I mean, because I have a few things that I'm thinking about going, like, you know, like in the,
see, the reason
the
why
book,
I'm asking you
book.
That, the reason why I'm asking you that, right? Because when you're in regular court, remember you have to tell them why they have jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And that's what's confusing me when they saying no jurisdiction. Now, the reason why I say you're quasi is because when you said that they tried to come in with an equity, what's the name? They said they couldn't come in, and they're not supposed to be able to come in because they're just lawyers. Lawyers don't have nothing to do with it. You can't bring in that fucking bullshit at law shit into the equity court. So, but I'm confused because I'm hearing two different things.
I got you.
So I'm unsure where they have you. But I do know they got an at-law type equity court, which ain't a real equity court.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would be the, if I was in equity, you know, what would be the remedy or the, you know, verbiage that I would put in response to that immunity? Because I was thinking about putting that Elliott versus Freeman from the Book of Chancery.
Yes.
In there, you know.
Everything you're going to bring up from the actual chancery books is the ones you recite to say you can do it.
I'm pretty much on the
chancery court, it's about the owners, right? And if the trust is the owner, then it can bring the case. If the trust is in trust, then you prove that you are in trust. To me, they're asking you, how do we know, you know, you have jurisdiction?
Yeah, it's a real
trust. That, to me, that would be,
did
you put in your declaration of trust to show that all that shit of the straw man was given to the trust?
Nah, I was thinking about putting in a certification of trust. I ain't know if I should put in the declaration.
Yeah,
to the case.
Either or, right?
So what that does is show them the rules
of how the trust has ownership.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way I'm looking at it. That's what it sounds like. A motherfucker can't just come in and say, yo, I'm the owner. You got to prove whatever the fuck you say, you got to prove.
What can be proven must be proven.
Yes.
I got you. That's a bit, yeah. So I'm going to keep you posted, man. I've been going back and forth with these niggas since, like, March. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping for some great outcome. Large sum of money comes in quick and easy.
I'm surprised it's been moving since COVID, because that's when COVID started in March, late March.
Yeah, it's been moving. I just looked up, and the judge that's over my case, he got dockets going, but they doing, like, Zoom type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they doing electronics.
Yeah, and then my other case, they offered me to come in Zoom. I'm like, hell no, I'm finna come see y'all niggas.
Right.
Yo, but shit, that's a bad guy. I'm gonna let somebody else get on the line. I appreciate your help, man.
All right, no doubt. Peace, God.
Peace to the God. Peace, God.
All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 616-723. Peace to the God. Peace
to the God, Jonah. I am thankful and grateful.
Hey,
what's up? How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Go ahead. I don't want to interfere with your affirmation.
Thank you. I'm thankful and grateful that large sums of money and great health flows to me quickly and easily, and to you and your family and the listening audience.
Ashek.
I just had a that was a great show on Monday, by the way. I thoroughly enjoyed that. About the Schedule C and the trust and your filing taxes. I thought that was great information that you brought to us, and about the coronavirus. I loved it. I was listening to it again today. Mm-hmm. And the Georgia Guidestones.
Well, I just wanted people to have hope. You know what I mean? Because, you know, all they keep on hearing is it's going to be mandatory. Mandatory. You got to take this vaccination. Let me ask you something. If it was really mandatory, would they tell you?
Nope.
They wouldn't tell you.
They just come
want
around,
you
have the military.
To think it's mandatory, so you just
do it. Right.
They telling you, listen, they tell you that the army's going to come out and give it to you. Right?
Right. So guards and
now,
all
let
that.
Let me ask you something. When it comes to voting, or let's not voting, when it comes to, what's it called? The census.
Yes.
The census, right? Don't they say it's mandatory you do the census?
They do.
And they could lock you up if you don't do it?
Well, I didn't do it.
I never did no census. And I'm going to keep it real with you. It's the people who did the census who they're going to show up at your crib.
Mm-hmm.
That was a contract.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But my point is this. If it was mandatory, they wouldn't have to tell you. And also, even if you took it, it's going to be a way out. It's always going to be a way out. It's all in their movies.
Exactly, because they have to cover their asses too. So,
right.
That's why
First
they have
of all,
to give
that's
us a
why they
out.
Put it. That's why they put it in. That's why they put it in the movies to give you warnings. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And yes, I've also been watching those Star Trek Enterprise and Star Trek Next Generation and Star Trek Voyager movies, and I damn near spit my vodka out. I was sipping on a cocktail when they mentioned something about the reptilians and the Dracos and the avian. I said, oh my God, they're telling us that's disclosure right there. And I didn't realize it back then while I was watching those movies.
Yeah, disclosure, and also their programming. To accept it too.
That's right. That's right. You're right about that. Quick question, because I don't want to hold up the line. And I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I just need to know about the insurance for the trust. You said you were working on that last month sometime, that they had to get back with you to see whether you had to have a business.
Okay.
We still
have the insurance for the trust, but it's something they're asking for SLR, some shit like that. Now the funny thing is, I need that for them to reduce the payment on that Ashton Martin, but that's also the thing that they need for that whole insurance question. It's something that my accountant's doing for me.
Okay.
It's something to do with the taxes. It's some type of little report.
Oh.
Like what happens is, yes, the trust is tax exempt, right? But it's certain paperwork that the trust has to do to get rid of the paperwork for like the insurance, get rid of the paperwork from PayPal, so that when they give those 1099s out showing that you're making money, that the government can't come after the money.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Okay. Yes.
So that's what it is, and that's what I have not been doing.
But it's in the works.
I ain't filing no damn taxes. I ain't doing shit.
I hear you.
And two, I heard I could get some money back. I'll do it. Shit, I can get that expense money back? Oh, yeah, I'll do it. You know, everything got expenses. Perfect example. My taxes and all that. My CPN. Shit, that's an expense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That was $4,000 right there. You telling me I can get that back? Oh, yeah, I'll do this paperwork.
Heck yeah. That's incentive and motivation right there.
Yo, do you know how much I spend on expenses when I'm doing a seminar? I got to get a hotel room for me to stay in. I got to have the hotel meeting room to meet in. I got to have those first class tickets, the rental cars. Shit. Y'all telling me I get what? Oh, I've been fucking up. I've been looking at shit the wrong way.
Yeah, you gotta get back on. You're getting back on track now, so that's good.
This is why I told y'all I reserve the right to change my mind when new and better information comes.
Right.
Now that I know, oh shit, do that little paperwork. You don't have no path of least resistance, no smoke with them, and you're getting money back that you already had to pay out to make the money.
Right.
That sounds great to me. That really sounds good to me. And now I understand why you had to do a 1041, even though I've done them before.
Right,
now I understand that, if that business, the trust, made a 1099 OID, yeah, you supposed to do the OID to get that back because it made the instrument. So we talking about this is way in the future. But we talking about your trust makes an instrument to discharge something. And your trust made the original issue discount. That's when you supposed to do an OID.
So the trust can do it, but we can't. The straw man cannot.
Right. Your straw man cannot. Your trust does its trust certificates, and it gives one, and that person gives the trust a car. It's supposed to do a 1099 OID. See, as I'm going along, now that I'm on the accounting side, I'm learning how those the accounting side goes with the tax forms.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on the business side of it, truly doing business, now the accountant's sitting there talking to you about how to do it.
Excellent.
So as you can imagine, I was in the accountant's office 5 hours. All we were doing was talking about different tax forms and different ways to do the shit that I'm doing. And getting money back for it. That's all we were talking about. I talked to her today and was on the phone an hour.
Wow.
So I'm actually learning a lot, and she's teaching me a lot and vice versa.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about.
But, like I said, I have to pay $4,000 for this.
Hey, well, you're going to recoup that when you start teaching us this, huh?
Yes.
More money.
Right. But I did it. Robert Kiyosaki got this information. He ain't teach us.
No, he can't. They told him there were certain things he couldn't teach the public. So,
exactly.
We won't be in the public when you teach us. We'll be on the trust. The trust will be a natural person.
He's trying to give you clues towards it, right? But he can't actually tell you exactly. And that's the difference. Me, Jonah Bay, I could tell you exactly how to do it because I don't owe no one nothing.
That's right.
I'm not in no secret society. I'm not a mate.
Thank you.
I'm not none of that. Mm.
That's right. That's right. I love it. I love it. You make me excited every time I listen to the shows. You continue to give us hope, and I thank you for that.
You got to have hope. It ain't as useless as, you know, people are talking. I can't stand people that tell you the problem with no solution.
Exactly.
I hate that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
And that's why I don't like most of these teachers, because they'll tell you the problem. But, dog, how do we get out of it?
Thank you. There must be a way.
Yeah, that shit make me feel all sad if you could tell me the problem and say New World Order's coming and boom, 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 but you ain't got nothing to help us out. That's a problem.
Exactly. That is a problem, especially when we outnumber those bastards,
right.
You know? Shoot, we better start living on our feet instead of dying.
I'm not even lying. Even with the type of weaponry they have, the technology they have, it's like you said, we outnumber the shit out of them. We overrun them. We would overrun them.
Yes, we will.
So I'm not trying to hear that it's hopeless. Fuck out of here.
No. I do believe there's a fail-safe, like an autopilot thing. When they say we're the 84th or 85th species on the planet, I mean, how many times do we have to start over? Come on now.
Right.
You know?
And here's the thing. Look at today. We should overstand that whole start over shit now. Why?
Yeah.
Because look at what they're trying to start over now. They're trying to kill everyone, start over.
Yeah.
So if they're trying to do that now, people wasn't trying to do that in the past?
Really? Yes, they were. That's what the bubonic plague and all these other ancient...
You know what I mean? The flood. The flood had the same story. They wanted to get rid of extra people on the planet.
That's right.
So now we think some natural disasters came and wiped us out. Now we know it was motherfuckers that was living there that was wiping niggas out.
Absolutely. That's right. What they say, none of our government is run by actual humans. They ran it operated by extraterrestrials.
Yeah, that's what they say. Right? Now, look at all the subterranean cities, ancient cities they found. All over
right.
the planet. That
all
was for
over.
The times that they wanted to wipe out the mass population, sent a certain few of them down into their bunkers.
Yes.
Right?
And the children. They have the children.
Uh-huh.
Into the bunkers.
And we're finding evidence of ancient bunkers all over the planet. It's the same. This, they've been doing this shit for a while, y'all.
Yes, they have. People need to study that mud flood theory.
I was one of the first people to come out with the whole mud flood shit. Told them about the asteroid and the fucking year without a summer.
Check that one out.
Back in the archives. The show is back in the archives. It was earlier this year, I believe, or late last year. But I went all into it. But it's a lot of things people don't know about. Our history is nothing but lies.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's crazy. But yeah, I got to go because they're going to kill me. We've been on for a while.
Okay,
I only talked to, two people? Maybe three people?
Two. Yeah, three.
Yeah, three. Only two? Oh, three? Yeah, I got to move on. Thanks for calling in, love.
And thank you. Keep us posted on the insurance thing.
Yes, facts.
Thank you. All righty.
Please. Insurance, she's talking about, you know, we coming together, getting bonds. I'm still working on it. I was just talking about it with my partner the other day. We going to be self-insured and everything else under the trust. Bring those trusts together, make our own insurance companies, own banks. These are the things I'm working on. All right, so I'm going to call. Man, hold on. I'm confused. Give me a second, y'all. I got a little confused. Okay, 301. All right, I'm going to 301-828. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, John. What's good with you?
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Everything's wonderful, magnificent, and great, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Same thing over here. Same thing over here. So I wanted to run you down on my little situation out here in Maryland. Did the research, of course, you know, like you told us to. I found where I was supposed to send my documents to. Sent them down there and everything. First batch, they claim they lost. So I called down there. I got, you know, supervisor lady. Was going back and forth with her on the phone because I told her I have documentation from the mail people that say you received my documents. So
right.
Kept going back and forth with her. Long story short, she told me, listen, bring your stuff back down, hand deliver it. I'm going to tell the people at the door, let you come in, you drop it right here, I'll get it personally. So
see what happened when you talk to the boss?
So I did that. Let me tell you what they hit me with now, Jonah. So then I did that. I get the paper in the mail saying your filing has been rejected because you did your paperwork wrong trying to create a real estate investment trust. So I got the lady again, sent her an email. She gave me the email address, sent her an email, said, you know, I think your folks down there made a mistake on my paperwork. They cited some code basically saying, hey, this is how you do your investment trust. But I put in the paperwork. I ain't never told you I was doing an investment trust. Maybe you got it mistaken because your language is construed here. When you see declaration of trust here in Maryland, they have three definitions. It's like four definitions, four entities. They chose the one they wanted to choose. So I cited back the same code without using the code, of course, and told him, listen, that what you cited,
let me tell you something. There's a brother down there in Maryland. He's texting me right now.
Uh-huh.
Right. He said you're lost. His is done.
Wow.
He said you're lost at the way you're going about it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him, can he contact you? What you need to do is hit me up in the email, right? And if he allows
it,
you can talk to him because he's actually did it there. I've never done it there.
Okay. Well, yeah, if it's all right with the brother, yeah, I'd definitely like to link up with him. Chop it up and
He didn't text back and say that's cool, but he ain't said shit, and I know he listening. But just hit me in the email.
One way or another, I gotta keep hitting at him. So
yes, but so they're giving you the runaround, basically.
Yeah, so I got another response back from him after I went back at him and told him that's not the entity I was trying to, you know, do. So now I got another email from a different person telling me, scan back what they sent me in the rejection letter, plus what I put in the email of my explanation, and send everything back down there to him.
Yeah, he
so
said,
that's where
let's
I was
do
at.
It. Let's do it. So what you're going to do is hit me in the email, and I'm going to make sure y'all hook up.
Yeah, JonahBay@gmail?
JonahBay@gmail.com, yes.
Bet. Take care of that right
and
now.
And that's just for him, y'all. Y'all didn't ask, so y'all don't get no service. Just for him.
Appreciate it. See, I ain't gonna hold up your line.
If
y'all appreciate it, man. Somebody else
help, y'all gonna have to call in and ask me again, and I'll put you in contact with him. But if y'all ain't him, I ain't doing it. I only got permission to do him. And what's your name, brother? What's your email's name, I mean?
Sael. So it's going to be
noblesael@gmail.com. Got you. I'm familiar with your email.
Appreciate it.
All right, peace,
God. Peace, God.
Yeah, y'all be trying to jump in wherever. You know what I mean? Y'all can't always just jump in and get in where you fit in type shit. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace. Peace to the God. I'm so happy and grateful for the large sums of money that flow to us all quickly and easily. The good health that flow through us all the time. Peace, God.
Ah, shit. Peace, God.
Yo, so I got a couple of questions. I was listening to the brother that had the question regarding the court case he's got going on with the motion to dismiss. They usually do that to like test the sufficiency of the, you know, the complaint, which we know is supposed to be the bill in chancery, but even though it wasn't, but everything leads back to evidence. So
yes,
which is the notice of the lien.
Mm-hmm.
The lien itself is not sufficient, but he has to show the notice of the lien. So the question I got on it is, when you're filling out that notice of the lien, the part where it asks, do you just fill it out the same way you fill out the non-UCC, with the exception of the fact that you don't check non-UCC, but everything else is going to be the same?
And you make, and the proof where it says, not proof, what does it
collateral?
Mean? Collateral will be the actual non-UCC's number, filing number, and all that.
Okay, because I'm glad I was going to list all the other shit that I was putting in the non-UCC. Okay, cool. I'm glad you said that part.
Remember, okay, cool, so you don't have a motherfucking lien unless you have the lien, and then the notice is to put everyone on notice about it. Now, let me say that even when I'm talking about the express trust and y'all got all the paperwork in with your and you doing your taxes, you better still have that non-UCC and notice of lien done too at the Secretary of State.
Got it. Okay. So for the bottom, it's going to say held in a trust. It's going to say public finance transaction.
Mm-hmm. It's right there on the UCC form itself. Do you see it?
Yeah. And the part where it says
I might have to do
for
a little webinar showing y'all how to fill out the UCC for the Express Trust.
Mm. Okay.
So it ain't no questions.
Right. And that answers that question. You know, it's pretty straightforward. And to the brother, I think he should put the minutes to use, because that's really the main tool you use for the trust at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the minutes,
you know what I'm saying?
It was done.
Yeah.
It was done. Well,
so,
I don't know if he did his minutes like that. You know what I mean? But all of that would be the actual proof that it is the trust that owns it. So the trust can come in as the holder of due course, the owner.
Right. Trinsley versus Pagliaro and
the old school, let me say this.
Notice and all that.
Right. And let me say this. See, this is what I was saying about if your trust is set up and you've done the paperwork for your taxes, for your trust. Your trust ain't going to have to pay nothing, but you just showing them how it's operating, right? They wouldn't even be asking them if the trust had jurisdiction. You know what I mean? It would show it in the record in the public. For destroy. It would prove. Yeah.
So the other question I got is, here at Illinois, I was looking at the Constitution, and it states that no state bank shall hereafter be created. Are state banks different from the banks governed by the National Currency Act, or is it referring to the same bank?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Inside the National Currency Act, remember, no state can start its own script.
Yes.
So what it's talking about, the state can't have its own, like, Federal Reserve or Treasury bank that could make it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow. So competition.
What happens is all banks today, what y'all call national banks, they're not state banks. That means that they are under the National Currency Act. If it was a state bank don't have to listen to the National Currency Act. But yet that state bank would be able to create money and shit like that. So they said, oh, hell no. Anything that has to be done will be done through the National Currency Act and be a national bank.
So back then, how before the Federal Reserve, how did we used to what was the currency? Okay.
We didn't have no national bank. One bank that everything they really still see. I gotta show y'all. I gotta go into the National Currency Act some more with y'all because the truth is they really do got state banks. They don't call them that. Then the state banks are all goes through the comptroller of the state. The comptroller of the state then reports to the Treasury in Washington. All of this shit is a micro republic. That's what it's called.
Right. That's why that federal shit, they gotta go in that federal.
Like, according to the National Currency Act, the Federal Reserve ain't what it y'all been told it is. Y'all been told that the Federal Reserve Bank can do whatever, whenever, however, and our nation or the country owes the Federal Reserve. That is not true. Inside the National Currency Act, it tells you that the Federal Reserve can't make no money without the Treasury and the comptrollers of the state. And they're in control. Actually, according to the National Currency Act, the Federal Reserve is nothing but a subcontractor.
Oh, wow.
See, and that's what I'm saying. You heard everyone online, especially on YouTube, telling you they run it and da 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 da. That ain't what the actual law says.
Right.
So my last seminar I did, I broke that down, showed them inside the seminar. Everyone was flabbergasted because, as usual, when I start showing the law, Jonah sounds different than everyone else. I'm going against what everyone else is saying. So
everyone else is misinformed, though.
Right. I'm going to do a webinar and show y'all exactly how the banking system works because that's why I'm able to do taxes now because I was all up into the National Currency Act and how the trust operated. Because a trust in a bank is identical. And I can show you that inside the National Currency Act, too. But I can't do it online because I don't want them hearing it. The powers that
be. I got to do it more
in a private setting. And these are the seminars that I had set up. But the motherfuckers shut down Philly. I was going to go so hard into it this weekend. So that's what I'm saying. Tomorrow, Thursday, I'm going to talk about it a little bit in that show I'm doing on YouTube tomorrow. I'm not going to go all
the
way.
Hey, yo, what time?
8 o'clock.
Hey, okay. All right, okay. Because I got. Okay, that's what's up. I can't wait for that shit. That shit is dope.
I ain't did an interview in a little while, too, in a couple of years. I take it you're not into the chat. They have it in the chat right there saying when it's going to be, House of Harlem TV, 8 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, I got your YouTube link. Yeah, I got the link. Yeah, somebody posted up. Yeah. Okay,
right
that's what's up, man. I'm going to expect that. That's going to be some cold shit right there. I actually can't wait. That's beautiful because people need to know, man. Even if it's the basics, people got to know, especially now. All these slave codes, all these executive orders, these are slave codes that they're reinforcing.
You gotta understand that if you're able to pull this off successfully, where you're not responsible for no taxes, then you're not responsible for no other laws either. Even the Constitution tells you Indians shall not, right? Now, they're not talking about the Indians today. What would be considered an Indian today is your express
natural
trust.
Person.
A natural person.
Yeah.
So it's imperative y'all learn these concepts and get it down right. And it's going to make you have
Absolutely.
So more money.
Yes.
What wonderful talking
man,
to
that's
you,
all I got, man. Yeah, peace to God.
All right, I'm finally going to get to some of these questions inside the chat. Says Jonah, Wansan 41. I got a question for Jonah, for you, Jonah. What's the next step when you get everything changed over to a more and have the courts call you your own separate sovereign state? Can you please let me know? After that, you got to have everything in the trust, man. You got to start putting everything in your trust. Really, what your Moorish name is the same name as your express trust. So the name change in declaration makes you that person. And in commerce, that person is able to do commerce through the actual trust as an express trust as a natural person. Okay? So that's what we've been talking about all night, but that's how it goes together. Then Cordoba Enterprises, I have some yes or no questions for you in the email on other subjects. Hope you answer. If it's a yes or no, Cordoba, I will answer. If it's elaborate questions, no, I am not going to answer because y'all know my ass don't like typing because I don't spell that damn well and I hate typing in general. I'd rather just answer it, you know, with my mouth. So, our show is almost over. Here's another question in the chat. After watching the trust webinars 1 and 2, if I found all the exact same laws, am I able to move forward and register my trust? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If you found all the laws, same laws, hell yeah, do that shit. They're probably not going to make it that easy for you, but you keep on going through it till you figure out how to do it. You know what I mean? Right there. You know, I would definitely suggest that if you found all the laws. See, I'm able to defend what I'm saying and doing and do if I have the laws. When I don't have the laws, I fall back. I go do it where I can find the laws. Now, she said, I had to go through the Sarah court procedures to find some of the answers too. I'm not surprised. See, I had a consultation earlier this week, and I had to break down to the person because they wanted their mom to be the express their trustee. The initial trustee for their express trust, right? She said, what I'm going to tell her, she ain't with this information. And I said, man, tell her you're setting up your estate. You're setting up your will for if you die. This is what a trust is. Your last will and testament if you die. But you already have that set up before you die. So you straight before you die, see, you put everything into that trust before you die. So, boom, when you do die, everything that you own goes where you want it to go. Your fucking funeral's paid for because you made provisions for that inside your trust. You made provisions for everything inside the trust. So that's what it is. It's called estate planning. And that's why they tell you when you really want to be successful, you plan your life out. Y'all ain't never heard when they tell you you're supposed to have goals set up for the next 10 years, a 10-year plan. That's what y'all doing with these express trusts. Y'all writing down exactly what you expect to happen. You're writing down exactly what's going to happen with taxes. You're writing down exactly what the kids get and what they don't get, what they have to do to receive their inheritance. That's what we're doing, estate planning. So, yeah, I'm not surprised it's in the surrogate court. That the, in New York, there is nothing but Jews and lawyers. They're going to hide it all over the place. It's just like when y'all were doing y'all's injunctions, right? In Georgia, I showed y'all the Constitution. It was all inside, you know, the Bill of Rights. But New York had it in different parts of the Constitutions, and then they had it laid out in 2 to 3 different constitutions. New York is notorious for hiding shit. For hiding shit. Like later on tonight, I think I'm going to put up a little video on Jonah Bay YouTube channel. And I'm going to show y'all exactly in this little snippet what they did with the Iroquois and how the Iroquois ties into, you know, King James. And how a lot of the nations that's around the world really came from here. And came about in those same areas that y'all call the colonies, which is the same as the land that the Iroquois Confederation had at the time. What I'm trying to tell you is, one minute they called them the Iroquois Confederation, next minute they called them the 13 colonies, and they were doing all of that all at the same time. Then they called the King George land. You know what I mean? All this going on, let's say if the year was 1920, all that was called the same thing in 1920. This is how they get down. They move all the shit around to confuse y'all. Right? That's why a lot of times I want to see the congressional records and I want to see the business records. Because those is where they have to tell the truth. If you're in business, whoever gave you money, you have to give them a report. And when you give them the report, it got to be the accurate shit that's happening in the report, or it's embezzlement and fraud. So those are the records I want to see. Huh? This is a new guy. He asked me, what docs do you use for the SSN? What website for CPN? Can you look over my doc B for I send them out? I don't know exactly what you're talking about. I think you need to hold off and go back into the archives. You can go to my archives. All of them are in SoundCloud.com and put in Jonah Bay. Because the way you ask that question, you don't know exactly what you're doing. That's why I said, someone wrote, we don't use damn SSNs over here, LOL. Facts. That's why I'm telling them to go back into the archives and listen to what I teach. Once again, we're not having a seminar Saturday. It's been canceled. And I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow on YouTube. On YouTube. So we out of here. Peace to the God.